Cooling, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning. Place your confidence in Mike Holdhouse and Tom Timmerman at Tom and Jerry's on the web at TomJerry's.com. Good crowd filing in here tonight, Chuck. Just about full across the way. And Fort Lauderdale and Jackson Center fans behind us. As you said, if anybody is going to make this a two- or three-team race, it's got to happen fast. I mean, Fort Lauderdale's got Rushu on January 6th. Fort Lauderdale's already beaten Fairlawn. Jackson Center Tigers figured to be in the hunt throughout the months of January and February. And somebody's got to beat Fort Lauderdale to make this race interesting over the last several weeks.
Well, and there's a couple of teams that can. I know that after that huge loss at Pickwell last year, where Loramie beat Rushi, and Rushi definitely felt like they had the better team. They're getting ready for some payback this year, so I'm excited. I'm looking forward to that. That's going to be a heck of a game.
We'd like to give a big shout-out tonight to Fort Loramie head coach Corey Britton's extended family, the Desposito family down in Birmingham, Alabama. Coach Britton's aunt and uncle are listening in, including, of course, his mom's brother. The Desposito family down in Birmingham, Alabama, tuned in here tonight to scoresbroadcast.com and Fort Loramie Jackson Center basketball. Chuck, we could spend the whole night doing shout-outs if everybody in the stands came down and gave us a piece of paper with friends, family, and relatives out of state who are tuned into us.
Well, that's probably one of the neatest things about doing this. I mean, I love watching Shelby County basketball, but just knowing that people that can't get here and have ties to it with kids playing, grandkids playing, they went to school here, I think it's just neat that they can, you know, this is not something I had when I was a kid, that's for sure.
Right. And we didn't know what we had back in 2007. We were way ahead of the curve. We didn't know what was around the corner. And in the last several years, last few years for sure, it's really exploded with the use of the radio, so to speak, on the mobile phone.
Right, the phone has been huge for us, and it makes it so I got to be accurate now because they're actually sitting here in the gym. I can't just make stuff up.
So many thanks tonight. So many thanks tonight to American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie, Barker Insurance, North Edge of Sydney, south of Anna, Holloway Sportswear in Sydney, Local Equipment in Jackson Center, Sydney Body Car Star, 175 North Stolley in Sydney, and Troy Body Car Star, 15 South Kings Chapel in Troy, the U.S. Bank with 29 branch locations in the Western Ohio District, Wilson Health Sports Medicine, and the Sydney Daily News with the best sports page coverage around. These additional underwriting sponsors, Manpower Fertilizer and Seed, in Pemberton, Jackson Center, and in Knoxville, generation after generation of great service. The Bluffton University MBA program, finishing 2 years, go one night a week. Brookins in Fort Loramie, no good eating place quite like Brookins. Custom foam products in Fort Loramie, a world-class supplier. Clancy's in Sydney, nothing fancy, just fantastic food. Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Gaffney Furniture in Sydney. Go to the website for more savings at Gaffney, G-O-F-F-E-N-A, furniture.com. Frisch's in Sydney. What's your favorite thing? John Hemp Imagery in Sydney. John gives you his best shot. Primary Eye Care Associates in Sydney, Troy, Fort Loramie, St. Paris, and Jackson Center. Take a long look at Primary Eye Care on the web at primaryeyecare.org. Sydney Car Care, South 4th in Sydney, between the drive-in and the hospital. Sydney Car Care offers you fair price and fast service. Call Sydney Car Care at 492-9495. And these Rushi game sponsors, the Francis Schulze Company and Superior Aluminum, which came on board with us on Scores Broadcast during the high school basketball tournament last March. Francis Schulze Company and Superior Aluminum in Rushi. And from Anna, Adams Tech Solutions, On Time iTech Computer Solutions, and Wells Brothers, Inc., which includes 8 expanding divisions. And again, for Fort Loramie, Geyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram, M&A Muffler and Tires, and Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning. And we've got the starting lineups and the tip-off in a moment on scoresbroadcast.com.
This very popular location for out-of-this-world food is right in between Bodkin's, Anna, New Bremen, and Jackson Center. But people come from towns everywhere.
My husband and I have heard about In Between's great reputation for years. We finally drove up to the In Between Tavern from 30 miles away late last year and have been here several times since.
And you, too, will return to the In Between for out-of-this-world chops, steaks, fish, chicken, and more.
I've been eating fried chicken at restaurants for nearly 20 years, and the In-Between has the very, very best chicken I think I've ever had.
Your whole family will like the In-Between.
Tonight, seven of us, including five children, ate delicious pizza for less than $30. That's a super value.
At the In-Between, watch your favorite game on TV. In-Between those tasty bites.
The food at the In-Between is just out of this world.
At the south edge of Bodkin's, 25 and 274.
My name is Riley Jackson, a sophomore cheerleader at Jackson Center High School. You are listening to scoresbroadcast.com and the exciting basketball action of the Jackson Center Tigers. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County online radio entertainment system.
This is Jack Kramer with Chuck McBee back here at Fort Loramie, seconds away from the start of tonight's Shelby County League boys game between the Fort Loramie Redskins and the Jackson Center Tigers. Fort Loramie in the lead in the league standings in the Shelby County League with an overall mark of 4-0 in league action. Redskins 6-0 overall, unbeaten. Fairlawn 3-1 in league play. Rushi 3-1. Jackson Center third, tied with Anna with a mark of 2-2. And as we alluded, Fort Loramie on January 6th has a big game coming up on the road at Rushi. That is next Friday night. Starting lineups being introduced for the Jackson Center Tigers: Trent Blackfoot, 5'11 sophomore guard; Gavin Boozer, 6-foot junior guard; Bryce Sosby in the opening five, 5'10 and a junior, along with Fred Bunkey, 6'3 a junior; and Brady Wildermuth, 6'6 and a senior. Jackson Center Tigers have beaten the Fort Loramie Redskins five straight times by an average of 13 points. In February of 2014, Fort Loramie last defeated Jackson Center here by a score of 48-42. That was the last time that Fort Loramie downed the Tigers. For the Redskins, the opening five is as follows. Evan Burning, 6'1", a junior, 14 points a game. Dylan Braun, 6'1", a junior, 14 points a game. Tyler Siegel, 6'7", a junior in the post. He's at 14 a game. Cody Gasson, 6'1", senior, at a guard. And Nate Kleiman, 6'3", a senior, at the power forward spot. Fort Loramie's in the home white, red numbers outlined in black. Jackson Center wearing black from top to bottom. White numbers trimmed in orange. And again, a very good crowd on hand for this game tonight. People still coming in. It was 2007 state championship in baseball recognition night for the Fort Loramie Redskins. Tigers moving from left to right on your phone or computer. Fort Loramie from right to left. Wildermuth and Siegel jump it up. Three officials from down in Hamilton County in the Cincinnati area on hand to work the game. And Jackson Center gets the opening tap. It's Sosby. Left side to Brady Wildermuth. On top to Bunkey straight away. Siegel comes out to guard him. 25 feet out on the right, it's Sosby. Whips his way into the top of the circle. Left wing to Boozer. Almost shot it, didn't. Now back out to Sosby. 30 seconds off the clock. Here's Wildermuth, elbow on the right. He's picked up by Burning. Interesting matchup there. Here's Gasson on Salisbury in the left corner. Top of the circle, Bunkey. Bucky outside the arc, right corner, Boozer, ball high overhead, throws it cross court, and Tyler Siegel picks it off. Here's a run out by Tyler, down to Gasson, leaping catch under the rim, then he throws it away. Quick run out the other direction to Brady Wilderman, who dunks it for Jackson Center. You run the floor, good things happen. Big 6'6", Brady Wilderman took off. Jackson Center made the interception, and Brady beat everybody 94 feet down the hardwood. Here's Braun outside the arc of the right. Gives it up on the play to Gasson. Gasson at the elbow. Foul line, spin move, gets out of the paint. Gives it up 25 feet away to Nate Plyman. To Braun, right corner burning, shot fake. Good defense by Jackson Center. Minute and a half gone. 2-0 Tigers. Foul line, Plyman into the lane. Turnaround 7-30. Good! Nice play, Nate Plyman. Fort Laramie worked a good 30 seconds for that field goal. Three-quarter court pressure by Fort Laramie, which is taking a page out of Fairlawn's book, Chuck. Jets did this to the Tigers, and it slowed down Jackson Center offensively.
Well, yeah, I mean, but this is what Jackson Center wants to run. Yeah, I mean, in the first quarter, they didn't slow it down. They scored 26 points.
Here is, after a deflection out of bounds by Fort Laramie, it is thrown in by the Tigers. Willerith head of the key. Game tied at 2 minutes gone. Willerith enters the lane, right of the paint, back to the basket, doesn't shoot. On top it goes to Platfoot. He holds, guarded by Braun, near side to Brady, who fakes left, goes right against Burning, pulls up, high arching 10-footer, hit the back iron, rebound Siegel with Fort Laramie. Outlet to Burning. He sprints down the floor, shake and bake move, Burning to the rim, he's hacked on the play by Bunky of Jackson Center. Two free throws here for Evan Burning of the Redskins.
Burning does a great job of getting to the rim. I mean, that is definitely his strength.
Yeah, he runs through a brick wall at times. Evan Burning, outstanding player for Fort Laramie, misses the free throw off the heel of the iron. No good.
They're going to have to remeasure, because if Tyler Siegel's 6'7 and Wilderman's 6'6, Wilderman's actually taller than him.
I agree with you. Second free throw burning in. 3-2 in favor of Fort Laramie. In backcourt with the ball, Boozer for Jackson Center. Gives it up to Sosby. Sosby not over the timeline yet. To Boozer into the right corner, Blackfoot. He hurls up a long three, overshoots it, air ball. Rebound Siegel to Gasson. Cross court to Dylan Braun. Baseline around Boozer, all the way to the rack, lays it up, good, nice play. Fine drive by Dylan Braun, shot fake on the arc. And then he took Jackson Center one-on-one to the goal. 5-2 in favor of Fort Laramie. Here's Boozer in backcourt to Sosby. Right corner, Bunky. Bunky hemmed in by Plyman. 30 feet away, Sosby, checked there by Gasson. On the bounce, Sosby with a heel on the center circle. Bryce angles to the right corner, still dribbles, goes baseline, pulls up, fadeaway 15-footer, wow, it's wide, no good. Rebound tapped to Plyman, off to Gasson, and here comes Fort Laramie. Redskins up 5-2, 3.5 gone here in the first quarter. Wildermuth and Sosby have had baseline shots here in the last couple minutes for Fort Laramie. But neither one, or I should say Jackson Center, but neither one could go. And here after Fort Laramie miss on the inside, Siegel gets the stick back, Chuck.
Wildermuth came over and blocked the shot, but then nobody was over there to put a body on Siegel. He came in, got the easy basket.
7-2 Redskins. Jackson Center scored first. 7 unanswered by Fort Laramie, with 4:11 to go in the first quarter. And checking in, Jarrett Meyer for Fort Laramie. Couple substitutions for the Redskins.
Corbin Murphy checked in for Jackson Center. They got a little bit younger. He's a sophomore.
Also in there for Fort Laramie is, well, that was the only change. Yep, Jarrett Meyer. Long three-pointer, top of the circle. Sosby missed it hard, no good. Rebound, volleyball around, and Fort Laramie comes up with it. Quickly down the floor to Dylan Braun. 3:46 to go first quarter. 7-2 Redskins. Near side to Gasson. Head of the key, Burning. Burning fakes right, goes left, back to Gasson on the arc. Still 20 feet away, near side to Braun. Long jumper over Boozer. Missed it. Long. Nice rebound by Platfoot of Jackson Center. Outlet to Bryce Sosby. Tigers need a bucket here. 3:22 to go first quarter. Near side, it's Bunky. Jackson Center's beaten Fort Laramie five straight times. An average of 13 points per game. Far left wing, it's Platfoot. Dribbles on top, picked up by Gasson. Now it's Tyler Siegel on Sosby at the head of the key. 3 minutes to go, first quarter. Jackson Center stuck at 2 points. Fort Laramie leading it 7-2. Sosby gets a screen 25 feet away. Pick and roll to Platfoot. Platfoot doesn't launch. Tigers not getting it to Brady Wildermuth on this sequence. Outside the arc on the left, it's Sosby. Now's Brady, foul line, back to the basket. Motors into the lane, arching 10-footer, hit the back rim, tipped away, out of bounds, off of Fort Laramie. Jackson Center gets a reprieve. Well, Tigers worked hard there, Chuck. Finally got the ball to Brady. He missed it.
They're doing a good job of making him catch the basketball farther out than he wants to catch it, and then he has to make a move. He got away with a little travel in the lane that time.
At Fort Laramie's defense has hemmed him in 10, 15 feet from the bucket. Deep right corner pass to Platfoot from underneath the rim. He guns a three. It hit the rim short. Rebound Tyler Siegel of Fort Laramie. 2:28 to go first quarter. 7-2 Redskins. Braun's got it. Far left flank. Outside to Burning. Coming out to catch is Eli Rosengarten, who's in now. 5'10 sophomore. Near side to Burning. Picked up by Sosby. See if they clear out for Evan. He darts to the top of the circle. Hands off to Siegel. Right side to Braun. Give and go to Siegel. Driving. Scoring. Good assist by Dylan Braun.
Excellent pass that time. Led him right where he needed to take him right to the basket.
9-2 Fort Laramie. Here's Sosby in backcourt for Jackson Center to Boozer. Timeline to Sosby. He needs help. Slings it up the floor for Siegel. Broken up by Braun. Far side of the floor. Siegel gets a hand on it. Cannot save it. Hey, what, Chuck? Jackson Center is using every bit of 7-8 seconds to get the ball to the timeline.
They're getting close enough that Coach Britton's yelling 10 every time.
Of course, he counts by two. Minute 42 to go here in the first quarter. 9-2 Fort Laramie. Redskins on top of the Shelby County League. Jackson Center's lost two. Here's Brady Wildermuth. Elbow on the left. Goes opposite. Lower the right to Platfoot. Nice assist, good finish. Blackfoot got the layup. And Fort Laramie slings a pass 40 feet down the floor. Burning tried to hit Playman, or I should say Austin Siegel, and it was too hot to handle, goes out of bounds. Minute 20 to go, first quarter, 9-4 in favor of Fort Laramie. Here's Jackson Center still in backcourt. Boozer fires it up ahead to Platfoot. Foul line Wildermuth, baseline right. Squares up, missed the 8-footer short. Good defense by Austin Siegel. Rebound taken down by Dylan Braun. Braun motors all the way down the floor. Missed it inside, a little short. Good defense by the Tigers. Rebound down to Brady Wildermuth at Jackson Center. He gives it up, gets it back. Foul line, shot fake. Right corner, Sosby. 48 seconds to go in the first. Redskins up 5. Boozer's got it. Now to Bryce Sosby. Elbow on the right. Jumping, shooting a long two. Bingo, he's got it. Bryce Sosby enters the scoring book. Good sign for the Tigers. 9-6, Fort Laramie up 3. 4 straight points for Jackson Center. 24 seconds to go in the first. 2 big baskets for the Tigers here, Chuck, late in the quarter.
They have this thing down to 3 after the way they played offense. Yeah, they're lucky. Yep.
Right wing Burning, 12 seconds to go. Cross court to Rosengarten, out of Braun, out of Burning, deep right corner, baseline drive, goes below the rim, whips it near side of the floor, punched out of bounds by Jackson Center with 3 seconds left. Fort Laramie ball, side court, in front of the Tigers bench. Good substitution by head coach Corey Britton, Tyler Siegel back in. Let's see if he gets his hands on it. Maybe not the first shot attempt, but who knows? Perhaps a rebound stick back. Gasson will enter it in play with 3 seconds left. 3-point lead for Laurie. Gasson looks, goes to Burning, 25 feet away, goes to the foul line. They need a jump shot. Burning makes it. Wow, what a play. Evan Burning took the inbounds pass, and he scurried quickly to the foul stripe and hit a fadeaway jumper as the buzzer sounded. 11-6 Fort Laramie after one on scoresbroadcast.com.
American Architectural Glass in Fort Laramie completed major glass installation for the University of Kentucky Soccer Complex.
At Kentucky, we strive to be the best in everything that we do, from the outside and the inside, and American Architectural Glass provided that for us.
Your commercial and industrial glass connection is AAG.
They were able to put in really nice structures from the bottom up. They were able to put really nice glass doors in, and I think one of the biggest parts of our complex has been the field-level windows that they installed down on the playing surface, so that our teams can watch from inside their team lounge. And that's been a really big sell in recruiting, and it looks nice and it's very well done.
UK's soccer complex is one of the best in the nation, thanks to AAG.
It absolutely was. You know, the work that was done by American Architectural Glass was extremely high quality.
Ohio State, Miami University, and the University of Findlay are also satisfied customers of AAG. American Architectural Glass, AAGinc.com.
This is ScoresBroadcast.com, Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. 11-6 Fort Laramie over Jackson Center. We've played a quarter. I think that was at least the second time, maybe the third time in games we've covered, Chuck. Evan Burning is hit a buzzer beater at the end of a quarter.
Well, he likes to have the ball in his hands, and I don't blame him. He's a scorer.
He sure is. 20 seconds gone, second quarter. Gasson gives the ball up to Burning, top of the key. Elbow on the right to Dylan Braun. Bounces once, goes to Tyler Siegel. Picked up by Brady Willard without high. Near side pass to Eli Rosengarten. Dumps it down in the corner to Gasson. Shot fake, baseline, pulls up, doesn't shoot. Bounces on top to Siegel. Into the post, out of Burning. He posts up Sosby. He's double-teamed, triple-teamed. Missed the shot high off the glass. Good cover up on the interior of the Jackson Center, which throws it away. Intercepted by Braun. Down to Gasson. Right corner three. Got it. Good work for Fort Laramie, which found Cody Gasson for a triple. 14-6 Redskins.
I was going to say he has good form when he shoots it if he can get his feet set.
Here is Jackson Center attacking. Boozer 25 feet out. Deep right corner to Bunky. Goes into the post to Brady. He's inside on Tyler Siegel. He deflects the shot. Fort Laramie comes out of there with it. Here comes Burning, whopping down the floor. Left corner, Rosengarten wide open. Good shot fake, though. Enters the lane, blocked on the play by Brady Wilderman. In hindsight, Eli should have flipped up the three.
He had a three, and the coach was even yelling for him to shoot it.
Bryce Sosby, right corner for Fort Laramie. Gives it up straight away to Corbin Murphy for Jackson Center. To Brady, top of the circle, right wing Boozer. Head of the key, Brady Wilderman. Fort Laramie's lead is 8. Sosby drives, enters the paint, 12 feet away. He's in a crowd. Pass deflected, picked off on the play by Braun. Braun goes the other way. Motors to the rim. Banks it in on the dead run. And the lead now for Fort Laramie swells out to 10, the biggest in the game. 16-6 Redskins. Left side of the floor, flat foot for Jackson Center. Near side to Boozer. Boozer's got the ball high right. Left side, Sosby. Boy, Jackson Center got down double digits against Fairlawn last week. Chuck at home came back. It may be tougher to do against Fort Laramie here tonight.
Yeah, I mean, they came back and got the lead, but they just ran out of steam.
Boozer, top of the key, picks up his dribble. Braun on him. Outside the arc on the left to Blackfoot. Now to Brady Wilderman. Right wing Sosby. Defended by Gasson. Head coach Scott Elker for the Tigers. Shots out of play. With 5:07 to go, third quarter. Redskins defense very stingy right now. Here's Murphy near side to Boozer. Holding foul. Detected on the inside. Tyler Siegel had his hands on the hips of Brady Wilderman of Jackson Center. 5:01 to go, second quarter. Changes for Fort Laramie. include Nate Twyman back in, Jarrett Meyer back on the floor. Nate, a 6'3 senior, Meyer, a 5'10 junior. Jackson Center lobbing in out to the top of the key to Boozer, to Brady Wildermuth. Left side, Sosby thought about shooting a three-pointer, didn't. Dribbles, now to Brady, right wing, tries to do baseline, double-teamed. Flips it back to Flatfoot, out of Ray Sosby, open three-point look. It rattles, no good. Nice rebound, fadeaway shot in by Brady Wildermuth, a six-footer right in front. Good offensive board work by Brady.
Did a good job of not fouling that time.
Yep, he went up high over the head of the inside rebounder for Fort Loramie and did not pick up a personal. Here is Jackson Center on defense. Brady Wildermuth trying to handle Tyler Siegel in the post. Tyler whirls, gives it up outside to Burning. 16-8 Fort Loramie. 4:10 to go second quarter. Burning into the lane. Feeds to Gasson on the arc. Shot fake, dribbles, thought about shooting, gives it up to Tyler Siegel, 20 feet out, right side to Evan Burning. Burning, left-hand bounce, now to Nate Plyman. Left wing Meyer, give and go, back to Plyman. Throws it across the bottom of the key, one too many passes by Fort Loramie, and Jackson Center steals. Quickly down the floor is Blackfoot, cross court to Boozer. Boozer gives it up to a teammate 25 feet away. Ball being handled by the Tigers. James Gambrill is in now, 5'10 junior. Boozer to Sosby, foul line. Sosby had a good looking three last trip down. It wouldn't go. But Brady Wildermuth got the stick back. 16-8 Fort Loramie. 3:18 left in the first half. Near side, Sosby. On top, Gambrill. Left wing Boozer, Sosby out of the key, foul line, between two defenders, nearly traveled, gave it up to Brady, fadeaway 16-footer, didn't hit the rim, hit the bottom of the glass, into the lap of Gasson of Fort Loramie. Fort Loramie's defense has limited Jackson Center to 8 points, 4 field goals, and we have played in this game 13 minutes.
Well, they worked real hard that time and then really took a not very smart shot.
Here is Jarrett Meyer, foul line extended left. Dumps a pass down inside to Vernon. Vernon goes to work on Sosby. Blocked as a good play by Brady Wildermuth, who came off his man to swat it out of bounds. Good play by Brady to help out Bryce Sosby, who is working against Burning in the post. Down to 2:35 to go in the first half. Good inbounds play from Loramie. Lobbed in the lane to Dylan Braun. He went up, caught it, and dropped it in from 8 feet away.
Yeah, you take advantage of somebody who's fallen asleep is what that is. It's an outstanding inbounds play.
Execution by Fort Loramie. Redskins up 10 again, 18-8. 2:13 to go first half. It's Gamble on the right side for Jackson Center. Down inside to Brady Wildermuth. He splits a couple of defenders. He goes up for the shot. He's handcuffed and fouled. Pretty good defense by Fort Loramie. Brady Wildermuth sold the fact that he was hacked on the play, and he'll get two.
They went up between two people. They called that on Braun. That is his second.
Free throw by Brady Wildermuth. Hits the flange. It's no good. Just over two to play, second quarter, 18-8. Fort Loramie over Jackson Center. Understand Rushi in the holiday tournament at Pickwa High School leads Covington 23-15 at halftime. Thanks to Ken Barhorst, sports editor, Sydney Daily News. Thanks, Ken, very much. Brady Wildermuth drops in the second foul shot. First one was too hard. 18-9, Jackson Center trailing Fort Loramie. With a minute 50 to go until halftime. Here's Tyler Siegel, right side pass to Burning. He puts it on the deck, gives it to Plyman. Near side to Gasson. Gasson dribbling 25 feet away. He goes cross court on the play to Rosengarten, who rotates it near side. Fort Loramie dribbling on the arc to Evan Burning, starts a drive, maneuvers inside, and gets it up and around. Brady Wildermuth and makes it go. Oh, what a play by Burning. He beat two men in the paint that time for Jackson Center. And here's the ball thrown 60 feet down the floor at Jackson Center, and it's out of bounds against Fort Loramie pressure. 20-9 in favor of the Redskins.
It's 2-2-1 press by Fort Loramie. Usually you've got to change things up, but Jackson has not figured it out yet, so there's no reason to get out of it.
You're right, not solved by the Tigers. And it caused a big turnover right there. Minute 17 to go, second quarter. Gasson 25 feet away for Fort Loramie. Into the top of the key, hands off to Plyman. Near side, Burning, straight away Siegel. Jackson Center's had a pretty good job on Siegel in this game, but other players for Fort Loramie have hurt the Tigers. Here's Gasson. Oh, nice pick and roll with Plyman. Oh, it's Tyler Siegel who catches it and lays it through. Oh, what a feed by Gasson. Fort Loramie loves that pick and roll on the weak side of the floor. 22-9 Redskins. Jackson Center with difficulty. They get it up the floor, but throw it away. Intercepted by Rosengarten of the Redskins. Last field goal made by Austin Siegel of Fort Loramie, which now has a chance for the last shot. 26 seconds to go in the second. 22-9 Redskins. Unless Jackson Center gets the ball back after this Fort Loramie timeout, the Tigers will be held to under 10 in the first half. Timeout Redskins, who are up 13 on scoresbroadcast.com.
It's the most valued insurance agency in the region. Barker Insurance is number one again, according to newspaper surveys. Barker Insurance tailors auto, home, farm, business, or life insurance programs just for you. With plans through Erie, Pekin, Buckeye, Progressive, Ohio Mutual, and others, your coverage meets your needs when served by Barker Insurance, and that's for sure. Barker Insurance, North County Road 25A in Sydney, phone 492-1857.
And thank you so much, these Fort Loramie game sponsors, Geyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram, customer service with a smile since 1922. M&A Muffler and Tires, a tire sale you'll never get tired of. And Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning. Place your confidence in Mike Holdhouse and Tom Timmerman at Tom Jerry's on the web at TomJerry's.com. 14 seconds to go, first half. Fort Loramie with the ball up to 13 points. Gasson's got it, high right, left wing Vaughn, shot fake, baseline, beats Boozer, enters in the lane to Tyler, and Siegel lays it in there, and he's fouled. Wow. Fort Loramie doing a nice job, Chuck, driving and dishing.
Well, they're doing pretty much anything that they want to do, and there's a big difference between having three guys you got to guard and one guy you got to guard.
Right. Tyler Siegel got the field goal with 3 seconds to go. He was fouled. 3-point chance. It is no good. Hit the back brace. Rebound by Bunky. Bunky to Brady Willard. Long, high-arching 65-foot floater. No good. Off to the left. And the first half comes to a close. It's been all Fort Loramie, which has held Jackson Center to under 10 through the first two quarters of play. Balanced scoring by the Redskins, who lead it 24-9 on scoresbroadcast.com.
Good vision starts with healthy eyes. Primary Eye Care Associates encourages you to have a comprehensive vision and eye health exam periodically, even if no symptoms of a problem exist.
We recommend that parents of young children bring their babies to Primary Eye Care Associates for their first exam between 6 and 12 months of age. This visit is free of charge through a special public health program called Infant C.
Dr. Karen Fortman is one of 8 outstanding doctors of optometry at Primary Eye Care Associates.
And we want to ensure that school-age children have normal visual development, too. They must meet the demands of the classroom and the activities and sports that they play.
For your convenience, no matter what age, Primary Eye Care has locations in Sydney, Fort Loramie, Jackson Center, Troy, and St. Paris.
Continued eye care is important for adults, too. We want to keep your eyes healthy for as long as you live. Primary Eye Care wants you to see your best, look your best, and feel your best.
Your Primary Eye Care team of over 50 associates is available weeknights and Saturday mornings.
We're committed to caring for your vision and eye health for your lifetime.
Visit us online at primaryeyecare.org.
A big thank you tonight to Goffney Furniture in Sydney, located at 2600 West Michigan Avenue, that's Route 47 west of I-75. For your convenience, use the Goffney Design Center and Room Planning Service. And take advantage of 5-star delivery and a 30-day guarantee at Goffney. Go to the website for more savings. GoffneyFurniture.com, G-O-F-F-E-N-A, furniture.com. It's Goffney. Goffney Furniture for your dining and living rooms, home office and entertainment spaces, and adult and youth bedrooms, and more. Goffney Furniture in Sydney. Our halftime report brought to you by Wilson Health Sports Medicine. Chuck, all Redskins who lead by 15, 24-9. That's not a first quarter score. That's a halftime score here at Fort Loramie tonight.
Well, the team stats, I mean, Loramie has a 10-6 rebounding advantage. Each one has one offensive rebound. Three turnovers by the Redskins. The Tigers have turned it over five times. One of three from the free throw line for Fort Loramie. One of two for Jackson Center. Individual scoring for the Tigers. They scored 3 points in the second quarter, all by Brady Wilderman. He had five. They got a basket by Blatfoot and a basket by Sosby. They scored 6 and 3, 9 points at the half. Fort Loramie has 6 points from Tyler Siegel, 6 points from Dylan Braun, 5 points from Evan Burning. Then they drop down to three for Gasson and two each from Austin Siegel and Nate Twyman. So they got six young men that have scored. They scored 11 and 13. 24-9 at the half, and I don't know what you could come up with to talk about at halftime to change this.
Only 24 points for Fort Loramie, but the Redskins' defense has been great, and as you highlighted, Chuck, 24 points distributed among six players. That's the balance we talked about in the pregame. Fort Loramie's got it. Everybody can chip in.
Well, their three leading scorers have 17 of their 24 points. They're right on schedule.
24-9, Fort Loramie over Jackson Center at the half. Our report brought to you by Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney on scoresbroadcast.com.
Here's another Wilson Health Sports Medicine success story. Sydney High School guard Ashley Egan recovered to top form after tearing her ACL in January 2014.
It was Ashley's birthday, in fact, and the Sydney girls were playing Houston. And Ashley injured her knee, cutting to the basket. She just crumbled to the floor.
But Ashley's mother, Kathy, said Wilson Health athletic trainer Beth Danklifson was courtside and came to the rescue.
She was so helpful, so caring, and encouraging. Wilson Health Sports Medicine gave us peace of mind. We knew we were in good hands.
In 2 weeks, Dr. Matthew Heckler, Wilson Health Sports Medicine orthopedic surgeon, performed successful surgery.
Therapy began several days later, and Ashley enjoyed both soccer and basketball her junior and senior years.
And Ashley's Yellow Jackets hoops team won 24 straight games. For information about Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney, go to wilsonhealth.org and click on services.
We are so thankful for Wilson Health Sports Medicine.
Keeping athletes healthy and in the game.
My name is Maddie Fortman, a senior cheerleader at Fort Loramie High School. You are listening to scoresbroadcast.com and the exciting basketball action of the Fort Loramie Redskins. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.
It is Fort Loramie 24, Jackson Center 9, here at the half on scoresbroadcast.com. Our student athlete spotlight segment is underwritten by LaCal Equipment and Jackson Center. LaCal promotes student academic success on scoresbroadcast.com and has done so for 11 years since the start of scoresbroadcast.com. LaCal once moved to Jackson Center in Shelby County from L.A., California. Thus the name LaCal. Jackson Center in Shelby County is the home of LaCal Equipment. Tonight we highlight a couple cheerleaders, one from each team. For the Fort Loramie Redskins, Jaina Poppelman. Jaina Poppelman, a sophomore cheerleader, daughter of Sharon and Kurt, a 3.6 GPA, has played softball for the Fort Loramie Redskins. She's an outfielder. She serves at church, where she is a volunteer, has also worked at the country concert. She's a football cheerleader. 3.6 GPA, and she would like to study early childhood education in college. Jana Poppelman of Fort Loramie. Allie Hartle, a freshman cheerleader of Jackson Center, also under the spotlight tonight. Daughter of Jason and Shannon Hartle, 4-point GPA for Kylie Arnold. She plays basketball for the Jackson Center Tigers. Is on the track squad, hurdles and relay. Pitches, plays shortstop at third base for the softball team. And she is an alto in the choir. Kylie Hartle, freshman, Jackson Center. Jaina Puffelman, sophomore, Fort Loramie, being highlighted tonight by LaCal Equipment in Jackson Center.
Street sweepers and snow removers. For such equipment, a local employer manufactures quality replacement parts used across the nation. Close to home, LaCal Equipment extends to students at Jackson Center High School the opportunity for a quality college education.
We know the importance of educating right now our future workforce and community leaders.
LaCal's Roger Dietrich.
That's why we support Jackson Center High School with scholarships so students can go on and learn career skills.
Jackson Center students and their student athletes have benefited greatly from LaCal Equipment for their scholarships. These student athletes have completed their degrees at universities and have started outstanding careers.
LaCal began in L.A., California. It moved to Shelby County in 1982, and the community and Jackson Center students are proud.
Thanks so much to LaCal for supporting Jackson Center High School.
We are LaCal Equipment.
A big reason why Shelby County is a great place to call home. Brookins in Fort Loramie is the place to be for enjoying some roasted chicken dinners, plus many specialty sandwiches, pizza, and the pork chop special on Saturday nights. Your food is cooked fresh. You see, Dale and Joyce Barhorst have owned and operated Brookins for 11 years, putting their heart and their soul into creating a fun, family-friendly atmosphere. Brookins is also the ideal space to reserve for family gatherings, birthdays, anniversaries, wedding rehearsals, and more. The banquet room seats up to 60, and the spacious second floor is open, too. With over a century of rich history and plenty of roasted chicken and Brookins burgers to go around, there's just no place like Brookins in Fort Loramie at 10 Elm Street and on the web at Brookins-USA.com. That's Brookins, Brookins-USA.com.
My name is Riley Jackson, a sophomore cheerleader at Jackson Center High School. You are listening to ScoresBroadcast.com and the exciting basketball action of the Jackson Center Tigers. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County online radio entertainment system.
And I am Jack Kramer along with Chuck McBee. I'd like to remind you that we are on the web tonight, online on ScoresBroadcast.com. Thanks in part to these Fort Loramie game sponsors, Geyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram, customer service with a smile since 1922, M&A Muffler and Tires, a tire sale you'll never get tired of, and Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning. Place your confidence in Mike Holdhouse and Tom Timmerman. Mike Holdhouse and Tom Timmerman at Tom Jerry's on the web at TomJerry's.com. Shout-outs to these Rushi sponsors, the Francis Schulte Company and Superior Aluminum. Both came on board with us on ScoresBroadcast.com last March during the high school basketball tournament. The Francis Schulte Company and Superior Aluminum. Jackson Center trailing 24-9 gets the ball to start the third quarter. It's Boozer outside the arc, near side to Blackfoot. Blackfoot gives it up straight away to Bryce Sosby, who fires a pass into the right corner, and a teammate, Bunky, had broken, and the pass goes out of bounds.
Just one of those nights. That had nothing to do with the defense. That was just a bad thing that happened.
Yep, miscommunication. Here's Fort Loramie on the attack, up 15. Gasson, top of the key, guarded by Blackfoot. Gasson works on him, into the lane, off-balance maneuver, way long. Rebound yanked down to Jackson Center. Here's Bryce Sosby into the right corner. Sosby picked up by Plyman to Bunky. Fired to Boozer, deep left corner. On top to Sosby. Dylan Braun checks him. Here's Sosby working into the paint. Back to the basket. Hits a cutter. Brady Wildermuth. A big time swat out of bounds. Siegel crammed it. Wildermuth got the ball coming in from the right wing.
Bunky.
I'm sorry. Bunky. Bunky was driving. And the block by Siegel. Boy, it was a dandy. Foul line Boozer for Jackson Center. He took the entry pass, gave it up to Bunky straight away. Near side, Brady Wildermuth against Burning. on top. Sosby gets a screen. Thought about shooting. Didn't pull the trigger, though. Sosby goes behind the back into the lane. Can't get off a shot. And feeds it back out to Boozer. To Sosby, 25 feet away. And head coach Pat Elko of Jackson Center wants a timeout. Minute and a half gone by, third quarter, still 24-9. Fort Laramie on scoresbroadcast.com.
High quality furniture priced just right, always at Goffney Furniture, Route 47 west of I-75 in Sydney. And for your convenience, use the Goffney Design Center and Room Planning Service. Check out Goffney Furniture for your dining and living rooms, home office and entertainment spaces, adult and youth bedrooms, and more. Five-star delivery, 30-day guarantee at Goffney. Go to the website for more savings. That's Goffney Furniture, G-O-F-F-E-N-A, furniture.com.
Well, let's see what Jackson Center will come up with offensively here. Head coach Scott Elkert got a timeout during the offensive possession, which had been underway. Tigers offense has stalled out tonight, only 9 points. 24-9, Fort Laramie lead. 6:22 to go, third quarter. Brady Willibus got the ball ahead of the key. Siegel is lined up on him. Coming off a screen, shooting straight away is Blackfoot. It is off to the right, no good. Scramble for the rebound. Dylan Braun tracks it down for Fort Laramie. Little give and go on the inside with Plyman. Overshoots. Siegel can't get the rebound. It comes to Sosby of Jackson Center. He races down, gives it to Brady. He's double-teamed, 15 feet away, now to Sosby. Right wing, Blackfoot goes baseline around one player, a second. Shoots over Siegel. It's a little long, and the rebound comes down to Burning. Good cover-up defense by Siegel. He's a good rim protector, Chuck, on the interior.
He is an excellent defender, and he just becomes such a better all-around player with his offense this year.
Here's Plyman, elbow on the right for Fort Laramie. Nobody scored in the third quarter. Still a 24-9 game, Redskins. Baseline Gasson, cross-court Dylan Braun. He jacks up a three. Swish! He's got it. Dylan Braun spins in a triple, and it's 27-9 in favor of Fort Laramie. Sosby in backcourt, having difficulty, gets it up to Boozer. Boozer not over the timeline. Now fires right side to Sosby, who steps into the half court. Near side Boozer, picked up by Siegel. Boozer gives it to Bryce Sosby, top of the circle. Gassing on him. Right wing Blackfoot. Lobs baseline to Brady. Back to the basket. Plamming on him. Siegel on him. Siegel blocked it. Brady got it back and banked it in from 8 feet away. Good persistence by Brady Wildermuth of the Jackson Center Tigers. 27-11 in favor of Fort Laramie. Cody Gasson, far side of the floor for Fort Laramie. Might have got shaken up momentarily. The official stopped play. Looks like Cody is fine. Might have gotten the wind knocked out of him for an instant. 4:47 to go, third quarter. 27-11, Fort Laramie. Here's Burning, powering down the right side of the lane. Goes up hard against Bryce Sosby. Misses the shot, but Bryce is all over him and commits the foul. Two free throws for Burning. Tell you what, Chuck, Evan Burning almost as good as Fairlawn's Lessing when it comes to driving to the basket. And those two young men edge and shoulders above the rest of the league in terms of taking the ball to the rim from the perimeter.
Yeah, they both do a nice job of that, that's for sure. Go to the free throw line a lot.
Free throw, Lessing is in. Foul the active shooting. Second shot is off the heel. Long rebound down to Boozer of Jackson Center. 28-11, Fort Laramie. 4.5 to go, third quarter. Top of the key, Blackfoot, foul line, Brady Wildermuth turns, no one on him. He shoots a 15-footer, off the front of the iron, no good. Rebound snagged by Siegel of Fort Laramie. Good bounce pass down the floor, into the lane, then fed on the arc to Rosengarten. Cross court, it's dealt to Burning. Pick and roll with Siegel, not there. And then Burning hangs on to it, gives it up to Plamen on the arc. Left wing, Dylan Braun. Bounce pass to Siegel. Gets a teammate down inside. It's Plamen who catches and lays it in. That's a nice pass, Chuck, for the big man, Tyler Siegel.
Yeah, good look, good high-low, and a good job by Plamen to catch it, gather himself, and go up strong.
Siegel threw it from 20 feet away, out in the top of the circle. and Plyman showed patience after he caught it. He made sure of the two. 30-11 in favor of Fort Lauderdale. 3:40 to go third quarter. Here's Murphy with the ball for Jackson Center. Outside the arc of the right. The dribbling back to the basket. Gives it to Platt, put down inside to Brady. Double team, triple team. On top to Boozer. He hoists up a three. It hit the back of the rim, no good. Rebound Murphy in the lane. Up and in. Murphy for two for Jackson Center. 30-13. Fort Laramie leads. 3:13 to go, third quarter. Here's Siegel, top of the key. Right wing, Evan Burning. Burning hangs on, gives it up to Plyman. Left side, Dylan Braun. He steps into a triple, around the rim and out. Circled the iron, spun out to Wildermuth of Jackson Center.
He's one of those players, when he shoots a three, you're more surprised when he misses it than when he makes it.
Exactly. That one was right on the money. It went in and out. Here's Brady Wildermuth. A good look down inside to Boozer. Reverse layup. Blocked on the play. Siegel got a fingertip on it. Knocked it out to Burning. Burning down the floor for Fort Laramie. Deep right corner, Rosengarten. Foul line, Siegel. Left flank, Dylan Braun. 30-13 in favor of Fort Laramie. 2:20 left in the third quarter. Plyman cross court to Braun. Into Siegel, mid post, back to the basket. Turns, ducks under. Brady Wildermuth with a block. And it goes out of bounds.
Those two young men are going to know each other a lot better after the end of this game. They are banging each other. And I think the officiating has been outstanding here.
Yep, it's been superb. Three visiting officials to the area from Cincinnati. I recognize them, don't know them by name.
Yeah, two of them have done games up here. I don't know this guy.
Yeah, splendid jobs by all three here tonight. 2 minutes to go, third quarter. Siegel's got the ball ahead of the key for Fort Laramie. Little give and go. Braun, Siegel, no shot. Back to Burning, elbow on the left. Burning starts to drive. Twisting, turning in the paint. No good off the back of the rim. Rebound, Brady Wildermuth. He zips down the floor. Gives it up to Blackfoot in the left corner. Foul line to Sosby. Shot fake. Fadeaway 14-footer. Sosby hit the rim. No good. Rebound taken down by Fort Laramie. Bryce cannot find the range. Fort Laramie still up 17. Minute and a half to go in the third quarter. Getting set to come back in, Austin Siegel for Fort Laramie. Here's Rosengarten for the Redskins. Got a Burning, who retreats to center court. Minute 15 to go in the third quarter. Biggest lead for Fort Laramie was before Jackson Center's previous basket at 30-11 with just under three to play here in this period. And now with a minute to go, it's 30-13 Redskins who have the ball. Here's Burning, 30 feet away, shake and bake. Now to Siegel. Only had one foul in this entire quarter, which has been very quickly played. Here's Burning, motoring into the lane, stops in the paint, and hits the cutter, Dylan Braun. It's too hot to handle, and it goes out of bounds.
It was a real good look, just a little out of his reach.
The idea was excellent. Redskins just couldn't make it happen. Tyler Siegel with a breather. Evan Burning with a break here at the end of the third quarter for Fort Laramie with 36 seconds to go. 30-13 Redskins. Here's Brady Wildermuth up the floor to Boozer. Had a Sosby on the arc. Sosby retreats. He's picked up by Jarrett Meyer 40 feet away. Sosby gets a high screen from Wildermuth. Meyer fights through the screen. Sosby continues to dribble. Throws near side to a teammate who launches a long three. It's no good. Weak side rebound. Taken down by Fort Laramie. Foul, though, against the Redskins. Jarrett Meyer picked up the personal foul. And Brady Wildermuth will shoot two.
Coach Elkert's a very fiery coach. I mean, he gets his point across. But with this young group of kids, I've been impressed by watching him staying calm,
agreed,
bringing them over, talking to them when they're on the bench, talking to them in a situation like that, in a dead ball situation. He's doing an outstanding job. I think before the season's over, this is not going to be too bad of a basketball team.
Now, what you're saying, Chuck, is he is taking advantage of his teaching moments right now.
Yeah, well, this is when you have to. It's either that or you go put yourself in a room and shut the door and don't come out.
At Brady Wilderuth made one free throw, missed one. Jeremy Birch, 6'1 junior, on the floor now for Jackson Center. Here's a fadeaway shot in the lane by Burning. It is no good off the right. Rebound by Jackson Center's Birch. A second left in the quarter, and he heaves it to the other end as the third quarter finishes. That was a 6-5 third quarter in favor of Fort Loramie, which leads 30-14 at the end of three on scoresbroadcast.com.
This business and proud sponsor of high school sports provides valuable products and services for our local agriculture industry.
Well, here at Bambi Fertilizer and Seed, we have three retail locations, one just east of New Knoxville, one just south of Jackson Center, and one here in Pemberton, Ohio.
Matt Bambauer, who manages the Pemberton store, said area farms have relied on Bambauer for fertilizers, seeds, and crop protection chemicals for over half a century.
For me, this work has been a way of life since I was a kid. There's actually four generations of my family that's been serving the ag industry. If you really wanted to look, it goes clear back to the 1930s.
Service is more than just a word at Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed. It's a promise that is kept with each customer every single time.
We serve the ag industry in six west central Ohio counties. Here at Bambauer's, we pride ourselves in providing the very best products and services to our customers.
On the web at Bambauer, Bambauer, fertilizer.com.
This is ScoresBroadcast.com, Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. Fort Loramie with the ball to start the fourth quarter, up to 16. Evan Burning's got the ball 25 feet away. Fakes left, goes right into the corner, and he's being ridden by Birch. It's a defensive foul. Only two team fouls, make it three now here in the second half of this game.
Nine free throws shot total.
And last week, Chuck, Fairlawn Jackson Center, we probably had, 17 or 18 fouls called in the first half alone.
Yeah, it was a long, long game.
It sure was. There's a long three-pointer missed by Fort Loramie, rebound by Jackson Center, and then the Tigers fumble it away in the half court. It goes to Burning of Fort Loramie. Burning on the arc, goes to work on Brady Wildermuth, baseline, reverse layup, a wild one. Good defense by Brady Wildermuth, who snatched the rebound. Down to Bryce Sosby, off balance, elbow on the left, hits a jumper from 15 feet. Bryce Sosby's goal makes it 30-16 in favor of Fort Loramie. 1 minute gone here in the fourth quarter. Gasson's got the ball 25 feet away on the left, high right to Siegel. Hand off to Dylan Braun. A little pick and roll with Siegel down on the inside. Juggled, got it back. Shot it up. Missed it. But a slap on the wrist. And Tyler's got two free ones coming here for Fort Loramie. The Redskins have done a real good job, as we alluded earlier, to developing a two-man game on one side of the floor or the other. Oftentimes it's high-low, right down the middle of the floor. Tyler Siegel's free throw is off to the right, no good. Redskins haven't shot fouls tonight as well as they have all year long.
Well, they're 2-2 for 6 right now. Yeah. I guess if you're up 14, it's not that big a deal, but it's going to be down the stretch.
Right. It's a 70% free throw shooting team on the year. Second foul shot by Siegel is in. 31-16 Fort Loramie. 6:40 to go in the fourth quarter. Jackson Center still dealing with three-quarter court pressure. Fort Loramie, there's a long heave down to Brady Wildermuth. He tips it to himself and gives it up on the play, top of the circle, to James Gambrill. Outside the arc on the right, it goes on the play to Braden Heitkamp, who's in now. Heitkamp, 6'1 junior. There's a three-pointer chucked up there by Jeremy Birch. Off the iron, backboard, rebound poked out of bounds by Jackson Center. Fort Loramie possession. Nearly 2 minutes gone here in the fourth. This was a 24-9 game at the half. It's been a 7-7 standoff here in the second half, a touchdown apiece. Gasson to Burning in the right corner for Fort Loramie. Cross court to Braun. Flips it to a teammate. Rosengarten is wide open, and he forces up a three ball and knocks it down. Rosengarten can shoot it. He's a nice lift off the bench. And here's Jackson Center overthrowing again against Fort Laramie pressure.
They've only got 8 turnovers, and it just seems like they've got more than that. I guess it's because they keep getting to a 7, 8, and 9 count before they get the ball over midcourt.
And with so few possessions offensively, Chuck, for both teams, you can't afford any turnovers in this game. 5.5 to go in the game. 18-point lead, Fort Laramie. Rosengarten swished a long 3 seconds ago. Here's a deep 3 left side by Dylan Braun. Got it! Dylan Braun drills 1. Back-to-back triples. Rosengarten and Braun for Fort Laramie. And the lead has swollen to 21 points. 5:12 to go in the fourth quarter. Here's an entry pass down inside to Bryce Sosby for Jackson Center. He makes a spin maneuver against Rosengarten, who hooked him. Let's see if it's in the act of shooting. Yep, it's determined to be. 5:06 to go in the fourth as Fort Laramie enjoys its biggest lead, 37-16. Free throw by Sosby was no good, right? Right, Chuck? Missed it?
Yeah, he missed it.
Birch is out. Wildermuth is in.
He got about a 12-second rest.
Yep. I said in the pregame, Brady would have to play 30, 31 minutes. What's he going to wind up playing? 31 minutes and 48 seconds?
48 seconds, exactly.
Both free throws, no good. Brady Wildermuth got the rebound and missed it. Low on the right, and Fort Laramie got the board. Quickly down the floor, right corner, Rosengarten. Enters baseline to Siegel. Outside, Dylan Braun. Left side, Gasson. Rosengarten straight away. Oh, here's high-low action. Ball dumped down inside to Burning. The pass goes awry, and Jackson Center gets it. 4:38 to go in the game. Right wing with the ball. Platfoot sizes up a 3, and it banged off the rim. Backboard, no good. Rebound, Siegel. Tyler's got it after Rosengarten. The Rosengarten foul line. Fumbles the ball away. It's loose far side of the floor, and Tyler Siegel tracks it down for the Redskins. Check for Fort Laramie. 3-pointers have been made by Rosengarten, Gasson, Dylan Braun.
That's it. Yep.
3 of them. Here's a baseline drive by Braun. Little teardrop, a floater, in and out, no good. Rebounded by Bryce Sosby of Jackson Center, and he steamrolls the other way, and then he's fouled while cutting toward the basket in the act of shooting, and he'll get 2 with 4:01 to go in the game, and Fort Laramie up by 21.
Well, you know that you're in trouble when the highlight of your offensive game was a dunk on the very first possession of the game.
you're right.
Gone downhill ever since.
You're right. And Brady Wildermuth got the first 2 of this contest. Fort Laramie got the next 9. Jackson Center cut it to 9-6, but the Redskins have pulled away ever since. And both free throws, no good, but Jackson Center. Rebound down to Fort Laramie. Well, when it rains, it pours. Tigers can't convert.
2 for 8, whew, shooting free throws.
Wow. Not a good night for either team at the stripe. Near side, it's Braun. Dumps it down baseline to Austin Siegel. Right corner, Burning. Starts to drive. Maneuvers against Wildermuth. Doesn't shoot. Got a Gasson foul line. Oh, nice play. Hits a cutter. Meyer. He goes right down the paint, and he's shoved. 1-1. No, it's a common foul. No bonus yet. Meyer will inbound it. No, Burning will be the playmaker. Low on the right for Fort Laramie. Inbounds down low to Braun. Shot blocked out of bounds by Wildermuth. 3:28 to go in the fourth. 37-16 in favor of Fort Laramie. Sydney tonight defeated a good Urbana team. 66-55. Sydney boys triumphant by 11 at home over Urbana. Inbounding Fort Laramie in the left corner. It goes on the play to Rosengarten. Enters the top of the circle. Gives it up to Meyer. Out of Dylan Braun. Coming out to catch is Austin Siegel. with 3:12 to go. Here's Gasson, spots up. Let's go to three ball. He buries it. Two threes tried by Gasson tonight, and both of them dead center. And he's an unlikely three-point shooter, but you let him alone, and he'll pour it in. Here's Jackson Center. Good lob down inside to Willemuth. Willemuth's got it from point-blank range, and he drops it through. 42-18 in favor of Fort Loramie. 2:46 to go here in the game. Intercepted pass by Sosby. Sosby give and go down the floor. It's Brady Willemuth. And it's off his shoe, and it goes out of bounds. That was the right call.
It was. I think Brady was kind of saying it should have been a kick, but I don't think so.
Don't think Fort Loramie got a piece of it.
Nope. The Jackson Center people in the crowd are yelling goal, though, so I think they scored there.
Thought it was a soccer goal, maybe? And Sydney Yellow Jackets with the win tonight against Urbana. Advanced to 7-1 on the year. Beating Urbana by 11 at home. Fort Loramie attacking. Jared Meyer in the lane. Throws that back to the three-point shoot. There's a long one. Good! Nick Randowee, a southpaw. Fine football prospect. And he gives it his all out through the basketball floor, too. He's a fine up-and-coming athlete for the Fort Loramie Redskins. Flatfoot counters for Jackson Center with a triple straight away. It's in. Good-looking shot by Flatfoot. And went right through the middle as he pumped in a long one, a trifecta for Trent Flatfoot. Two field goals for him in this game tonight. 43-21, Fort Loramie leads, a minute 42 to go. McBrandowee's got the ball in the arc. He's a sturdy young man at 6'1". Randowee gives it up to Austin Siegel. To Braun. Braun goes twisting, turning in the lane. Wild shot, no good. Braun got the rebound, overshot it. And then Brady Wildermuth scoops it up off the deck for Jackson Center. Out to Sosby. Good pass to the trailer. Brady in the paint. Jumper, no good. Rebound, Flatfoot. Overshoots the banker. Weak side rebound, Randowee. Foul, Brady Wildermuth with 1:11 to go. 43-21.
This has not been a very artistic basketball game. I'm going to give all the credit in the world to Fort Loramie. I mean, it's not been a real fun game to watch if you like offense, but they've run their offense to perfection and played incredible defense.
And that's the one thing about Fort Loramie that remains very strong game in, game out. Game in, game out. Yeah, we talk about the fine scores on the Redskins. Three young men averaging 14 a game. They're all juniors. But the defense is excellent.
Yeah, they did a nice job tonight.
Fort Loramie limiting Jackson Center to 21 points with a minute to go in the contest.
Well, the best part of this game is that it only took an hour to play.
Oh, my goodness. That's... You're right on the button with that comment, Chuck. 50 seconds to go. Redskins with some new players out there. Cody Barhorst did, a 5'11 junior. As we mentioned, Nick Randowee on the court. Redskins whipping around the top of the circle with 38 seconds to go. The lead is 22. Randowee's got it. High right. Dribbles back to the basket. Goes baseline. And it's punched out of bounds on the play by Jackson Center. Good D by the Tigers. Calvin Winter, 6'2 freshman. Fine JV player, by the way. They got a piece of that pass and knocked it over the end line. Randowee inbounding on the arc to Rosengarten. Down to 23 seconds to go. Redskins continue to work the ball up by 22, 43-21. Fort Loramie won the JV game in lopsided fashion. And the Redskins will break a five-game losing streak to Jackson Center here in the varsity tilt.
Well, they won the freshman game by a big, big margin, too. It was a lost trip for Jackson tonight.
The triple header, you're right, Chuck. It goes to Fort Loramie tonight as the Redskins win the varsity tilt 43-21. 22-point win by Fort Loramie in this game here tonight, advancing the Redskins on the year to 7-0, 5-0 in the Shelby County League. We'll be back to wrap it up in a moment on scoresbroadcast.com.
Meet the team at Wilson Memorial Sports Medicine. Our physicians, trainers, and therapists are highly skilled and treat injuries unique to student athletes. Wilson athletic trainers serve specific schools and are on-site at sports contests. The Injured Athlete Clinic is open Mondays. Sports enhancement programs boost strength, speed, and flexibility. Phone 937-498-5548 or visit wilsonhospital.com. Wilson Memorial Sports Medicine in Sydney, keeping athletes healthy and in the game.
Honey, why does the doorbell ring when I turn on the kitchen lights?
I rewired that. It should work now.
No, it doesn't.
Don't rely on short-term fixes that need long-term solutions. A U.S. Bank Home Equity line of credit may help turn the equity in your home into lasting improvements. Visit a U.S. Bank branch, usbank.com/dreambig, or call 800-209-BANK.
Home sweet normal home.
Some restrictions may apply. Subject to credit approval, mortgage and home equity products offered through U.S. Bank, National Association, Equal Housing Lender, Member FDIC.
LaCal Equipment in Jackson Center markets in all 50 states and many foreign countries. We manufacture quality replacement parts for road and highway maintenance equipment. LaCal supports the needs of the counties, states, and contractors all over the world. We operate from a facility spanning 83,000 square feet on Pike Street in Jackson Center. Since moving from L.A., California in 1982, LaCal Equipment has called Shelby County its home. On the web at lacal.com.
Holloway Sportswear in Sydney features the full game plan of athletic apparel, bags, fan gear, warm-ups, outerwear, and much more. Deep color offerings, unbeatable quality, and the latest trends in high-performance fabrics. Holloway gets fans, coaches, and athletes to the bonus line with extras that help fashion their games. Check your local sporting goods store and rule the sideline with Holloway Sportswear. Download catalogs and view product videos at hollowayusa.com.
I may have been mistaken a moment ago. Fort Loramie 7-0 on the year. I may not have said that correctly. 5-0 in the Shelby County League. Jackson Center, the 4-3 on the season, 2-3 in league play. Fort Loramie's next game, by the way, is Monday, a makeup of an earlier postponement at New Bremen this coming Monday. Next Friday, Fort Loramie is at Rushi in a big Shelby County League clash. Meanwhile, Jackson Center's next game is home January 6th against Houston. Chuck, it was all Fort Loramie from start to finish. Jackson Center, as you mentioned several minutes ago, did have one lead at 2-0.
Well, you know, I mean, it was a good start to the game for them, but I just give all the credit in the world to Fort Loramie and their defense. They just did an outstanding job tonight all over. Their 2-2-1 press, it forced them to use 7 and 8 seconds each time to get the ball over, and then when they did, sometimes it would speed them up to shoot the ball not out of their offense. It was a struggle for them all night. Individual scoring for Jackson Center, they were led by Brady Wildermuth with 10. Then they got 5 from Platfoot, 4 from Sosby, and 2 from Corbin Murphy. On the other side, the balanced again, but not a lot of scoring, but balanced. It was Dylan Braun with 12. Then they got 7 from Tyler Siegel, 6 from Evan Burning, 6 from Cody Gasson. They got 3 from Nick Brandwee, 3 from Eli Rosengarten, 4 from Nate Twyman, and 2 from Austin Siegel. And it's kind of a tough call tonight, but the players of the game for Clancy's, for Jackson Center, is going to be Brady Wildermuth. And on the Fort Loramie side, we'll give it to Cody Gasson. Mm-hmm. I thought not only did he hit both of his threes, but he played a great floor game, and he just always gives you an effort defensively.
Exactly. Fine game by those two. Our stars of the game brought to you by Clancy's in Sydney on Wapak Avenue. Nothing fancy, just fantastic food.
Hot, delicious home-cooked meals are a hit at Clancy's Restaurant in Sydney. All-you-can-eat fish on Friday, chicken on Saturday and Sunday.
Oh, I totally like the international cuisine at Clancy's. The first and third Wednesday of each month, we plan our schedules around it. I especially like the Greek and Chinese cuisine.
Nothing fancy at Clancy's, just fantastic food.
Without traveling to Dayton, I can enjoy authentic international cuisine right here in Sydney.
Teens fill their tummies at Clancy's, too.
All the young crowd loves Clancy's.
Clancy's. I always see them at after-school activities with the brown Clancy's to-go bags, and I just know they love them and they love the sandwiches.
And what's your favorite sandwich at Clancy's?
Oh, definitely the topper. It's probably my favorite sandwich over all the Wendy's or Burger King sandwiches.
Eat in, drive up, order out. Clancy's, 1250 Wapak in Sydney. Phone ahead at 492-8820.
Clancy's is priced just right for the whole family.
Daily dinner specials under $7. Complete breakfast under $4 at Clancy's.
Sydney defeated Urbana tonight, 66-55. Rushi beat Covington, 52-38. Anna leads Botkins, 33-28 at halftime. Chuck, this was an 8 o'clock start, and here it is, what, just a few minutes after?
9:05, yeah, but we're done. It's
record-breaking.
Yeah, it was a well-called game, I thought. They let them kind of get physical a little bit inside, but they let it go both ways.
The clock never stopped.
They didn't stop. They only shot 15 free throws for the game,
wow.
And that was 6 of those in the fourth quarter. Neither team shot free throws well.
Nope.
If you want to find a negative, but Fort Laramie getting better and better and better.
Yeah, their half-court offense is outstanding because everybody shares the ball. All five young men can make plays. Nobody's worried about who's scoring. They just get it done collectively. Head coach Corey Britton has got an outstanding squad, and the defense continues to be at times, it's suffocating. Jackson Center needed 7-8 seconds to get the ball over the timeline.
Most of the time. And they scored. Fort Laramie scored 43 points. That's typical Jackson Center defense.
It's right.
Just the other end that was just a real chore tonight for the Tigers.
And Fort Laramie breaks a 5-game losing streak to Jackson Center by winning this game by 22. Final tally, 43-21. Our anchor underwriting sponsors, American Architectural Glass in Fort Laramie, Barker Insurance, North Edge of Sydney, Holloway Sportswear in Sydney, LaCalle Equipment in Jackson Center, Sydney Body Car Star, North Stolly in Sydney, Troy Body Car Star, South Kings Chapel in Troy, U.S. Bank, 29 branch locations in the Western Ohio District, Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney, and the Sydney Daily News with the best sports page coverage around. In addition, Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed, Bluffton University MBA program, Brookins in Fort Laramie, Custom Foam Products in Fort Laramie, Clancy's in Sydney, Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville, Goffney Furniture in Sydney, Frisch's in Sydney, what's your favorite thing? The In-Between just south of Botkins, John Hemp Imagery in Sydney, Primary Eye Care Associates in Sydney, Troy, Fort Laramie, St. Paris and Jackson Center, Sydney Car Care, South 4th in Sydney, between the drive-in and the hospital, the Francis Schulte Company and Superior Aluminum in Rushi, Adams Tech Solutions and Wells Brothers Inc. in Anna, and these Fort Laramie game sponsors, Geyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram, Evan A. Muffler and Tires, and Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning. And Chuck, our next webcast is right here next Thursday. Same two schools, only it's a girls' game. 7:30 start. We're on the web, online, on Scores Broadcast at 7:10 next Thursday night.
This should be a good one.
Yep, Fort Laramie hosts Jackson Center. And again, the Lady Redskins with a huge victory last night, beating Versailles. Versailles Tigers were 10-0 coming into that game last night. And Carla Siegel's young Redskins knocked them off, boosting their confidence for the rest of the way, I'm sure, significantly.
I would think so. And I mean, you look at what they don't have. I mean, they graduate kids.
Right.
Then they got the two of their best players gone, and they're still winning. And you would like to say that it's magic, but it's Carla Siegel.
her leadership is unbelievable, and the grit and determination displayed by this team, fantastic. They are digging deeper and deeper with each and every game. And Marissa Meyering, the outstanding young ninth grader, is lost for the year. Great future ahead of her, though. Understand that Holdhouse may be back in a couple or 3 weeks. And she's had the treatment on the meniscus and may be back in a few weeks. So we hope to see Abby later on in the campaign.
Right.
Jackson Center girls team
having a fine season so far this year. Undefeated on the campaign are the Jackson Center girls. And a 7-0 overall, Chuck. And Jackson Center will take an unbeaten record conceivably into that Fort Loramie game next Thursday. Jackson Center girls do play at New Knoxville on Tuesday. If Jackson Center wins that game, can Fort Loramie knock off an 8-0 and a 10-0 in back-to-back contests?
Well, they certainly can. Yep. We'll see how it goes.
Mm-hmm. That's next Thursday here on ScoresBroadcast.com. For Rhett Jisher, ScoresBroadcast.com chief engineer, for Chuck McBee alongside Stats Color Onsite Engineering, I'm Jack Kramer. Improving, but still not tip-top. I couldn't talk yesterday. Unfortunately, we couldn't be here. I'm getting better, but next Thursday should be 100%. Across your fingers. Jack Kramer saying good night from here at Fort Loramie, where the Redskins have beaten the Jackson Center Tigers 43-21.
This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.
.500 in the league.